out. Stand by.
Welcome to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. I'm David Harris, the gospel preacher for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas, and here with my partner and good friend, Tom Moore, the gospel preacher for the Park Heights Congregation of the Church of Christ in Hamilton, Texas. We want to welcome you to this broadcast tonight on this great and marvelous Memorial Day. We are broadcasting from Studio 4 at the Hillcrest Building in Stephenville, Texas, and we are broadcasting on KATX 97.7 FM, KNNK 100.5 FM out of Hereford, Texas. By the way, KATX 97.7 is out of Eastland, Texas. KQMK 1680 AM out of Hydro, Oklahoma. And also, we are broadcasting on the Gospel Radio Network, .org, and this is a live radio program. We want you to call in. We do have a call-in number. I'll give you that in just a moment. Our motto here has always been, "You have heard what men have said. Now let's hear what the Bible has to say." We do have a web page, and if you would like to go there, you can go to www.harrisandmoore.org. From there, you can get on the Gospel Radio Network. You'll just follow. What do you do there? Click on the microphone.
Click on the microphone. You'll be right there.
Yeah, you will be right there. Also, we have an email address. If you have any questions, any comments that you would like to make, you can go to questions@harrisonmoore.org, questions@harrisonmoore.org, and that will show up on my my email and also Tom's email. You can go to the chat room. If you are on the Internet, it will take you to the gospelradionetwork.org. And if you go there, you can go to the chat room there and you can post your comments or your questions and we will try to answer them there. But what we would really like for you to do is pick up the telephone and call this toll-free number, 1-855-QA-BIBLE.
You know, David, we might also mention that if you're at the Gospel Radio Network site there and you don't see the chat space, just refresh your browser and then you'll see it pop up.
Very good. Very good. Now the number to call, 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's Q as in questions, A as in answers, and B-I-B-L-E. We will give Bible answers for your questions and your comments. We do have some additional sponsors. The Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs, Texas. The De Leon Church of Christ in De Leon, Texas. The Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas. The Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, Texas. We also have a sponsor, the Mount Vernon Church of Christ in Mount Vernon, Texas, where Ryan Smithy is our webmaster, we like to call him. And also, we receive a lot of good work from the Ninth and Main Congregation of the Church of Christ in San Angelo, Texas. And we want to welcome you to the program. Remember, this is a live call-in talk show, and we do anticipate hearing your phone calls. Now, today is Memorial Day, and it is a special day throughout the United States of America. This is a holiday. You won't find the post office open. You won't find the banks open. You won't find many businesses open because people want to take off the Memorial Day to celebrate and to actually acknowledge what our patriots in this country have done for us. And we have designated this as a day to remember. It is a Memorial Day. And it has been set aside for a purpose. And really what we need to look into tonight is what is the purpose, what is the definition of Memorial Day? And I'm going to pass this right over to my partner, Tom, and I'm going to let him give us a definition of what Memorial Day is.
You know, David, simply, Memorial Day is reserved by American patriots as a day to honor the service and sacrifice of fallen men and women who donned our armed forces uniforms with honor. And we at the Harrison Moore Expedition through the Bible would like to, at this time, pay our humble respects to all those that gave the ultimate sacrifice as members of the United States Armed Forces. And we're going to always remember you, and we're also thankful to your families, and remember your families of those who have fallen. Now, David, when we think about this idea of Memorial Day, and we're going to, of course, make a spiritual application
yes,
because this is a Bible program.
Right.
But this is something that's in on the minds of the people. And what better time to talk about memorials than on a day that's called Memorial Day?
Absolutely.
So when we think about this Memorial Day, when did it get started? Well, it got started way back during the days of the Civil War.
Right.
You know, there were more people killed, David, in the Civil War than all the other wars combined. And that's an amazing statistic, is it not?
Yes, it is. All and the American wars.
All the American wars, right. And so we think about these wars, and the Memorial Day really got started in the late 1860s. It was at one time called Decoration Day and was not really an official federal holiday till 1971, but all the way back in the 1860s, men and women began to think back and to honor those who had fallen. And these are people who died because they cared about the United States of America.
They died defending a cause. They died defending what they thought was a very, very good cause. And you mentioned Decoration Day. And a lot of people don't realize, Decoration Day on May the 30th of 1868, it was designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or decorating the graves of comrades who died in the defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city and village and hamlet and churchyard in the land. And so this was Decoration Day. It later became Memorial Day. And then in 1971, it was that federal holiday. Now, 1971 to me is not all that long ago,
no.
But it's about 43 years ago. So this is a relatively a new holiday that we have here in this country, but it is a holiday that has been called other things. We have always remembered our veterans. We have always remembered the sacrifices that they make. Now we celebrate another one called Veterans Day, but those veterans get to come home. This Memorial Day is set aside for those who made, and you mentioned it just a moment ago, the ultimate sacrifice. And that ultimate sacrifice is the key word here to this Memorial Day. And it is a marvelous day for us to remember those who actually gave their physical life. They ended their physical life fighting to defend a cause.
You know, and David, it's also important for us, as we've mentioned briefly before, let's not forget the families of those who have fallen loved ones who've stood trying to defend the Constitution. They had a cause that they stood for. You know, David, we spend much effort and time in the observance of this great day in America. I mean, you look around, and remember, again, we're going to make a spiritual application in a moment, so don't run off thinking that we have turned this Bible program into a patriotic program, but we're going to make a spiritual application in a moment, and I believe you're going to see very clearly where we're going with this. But you look around today, David, and you see, you're going to see flags that has half mask. And we were reading a while ago that they were suggesting that today at 3 p.m. there was supposed to be a time of silence and reflection and prayer for those who had fallen. And, you know, David, many people will go and visit the cemeteries. I've seen today several pictures on Facebook of people who had gone to the cemetery and had taken pictures of great-great-grandpa and great-grandpa and grandpa. One fellow said that he had all of his family fought all the way from the Revolutionary War to the American Wars, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of people here who are affected by this. And, you know, it is a time for us to really give thanks to our veterans.
No doubt. No doubt. So when we see, and especially most of us that can reflect back and remember what our grandparents and what our parents and how they observed this great Memorial Day, and let's not forget what that memorial means. It means to remember these individuals. Just mm-hmm. just give a little time of remembrance for these individuals who made. And when we look at this, and the way that our nation has progressed here, Tom, it is a very, very sad thing to witness the deterioration of this great day by many in our society. And the fact that many do not know anything about the day and the observances for which this day stands is absolutely frightening mm-hmm. because people really don't pay that much attention to what this thing is really, really for.
Exactly.
The day.
You know, and again, people don't think of Memorial Day any more than the day off.
That's right.
That's the way that all people think about it. Remember now, the number to call tonight, if you'd like to get in on the discussion with a question or comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Tonight we're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking presently about this national holiday, a day in which we remembered our fallen soldiers of the past who have given up their life that we might have the safety that we have this very present day. And David, you know, when we think about Memorial Day, it has become a contrast, really, between patriotism and cultural destruction. It hasn't it?
No doubt. There are too many people in this country today that profess to be American patriots, but they refuse to acknowledge Americanism. Mm-hmm. And some of the sacrifices that must be made in order to protect the freedom that we Americans enjoy. And people, they don't even recognize the fact that there is a patriotic part of us. There is a part of us that must be given to the country as an American. And there are so few people today that are willing to, and not everybody, but there are few people today that are willing to make any kind of a sacrifice to uphold the freedom that these other men on this particular Memorial Day have made the ultimate sacrifice to uphold.
Exactly. You know, David, one person wrote this: amid the sparse, reverent observations of the sacrifices made by millions of American patriots who paid the full price for liberty in keeping with their sacred oaths, we are inundated at every turn with the commercialization of Memorial Day by vendors who are too ignorant or selfish to honor this day in accordance with its purpose. You know, indeed, David, Memorial mm-hmm. Day has been sold out. And, you know, it's no wonder, as government schools no longer teach civics or any meaningful history, and courts have excluded God officially from the public square. It all comes, David, because we have lost sight of what our veterans have done for us, and we are failing as a whole, I use the editorial we, mm-hmm. are failing to remember and memorialize that great sacrifice.
Well, you know, one of the purposes that these individuals lost their lives, one of the purposes that this ultimate sacrifice was made, was for our liberty. We have a freedom here in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if it were not for our veterans who have made this ultimate sacrifice that we are remembering today. If it were not for them, we would not be able to be here on this particular radio program, being able to say the things that we get to say without retribution, because we have liberty, we have freedom, and this freedom was set forth by these individuals that have fought and lost their life. Now, this is the purpose of the Memorial Day, to remember that. Now, they fought for liberty. They fought for, in keeping what this guy said here, keeping with their sacred oaths.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of a sacred oath is he talking about?
Well, David, whenever a soldier is enlisted to the Army, he has been given he is supposed to give a solemn promise that he is going to defend the Constitution of the United States. And in that, that also is protecting our freedom.
Sure.
You know, and so they're standing for this. And, you know, Dave, we look around today, and many of our politicians are stomping on the Constitution.
Sure.
When we have men and women who have died to protect that Constitution.
Yeah, my son graduated from the Naval Basic Training somewhere up there way north where it was way cold that day. And I went to the graduation there, and I witnessed that group of men, valiant men that were volunteers, went through that basic training, and now before they were considered to be a part of that military service, they all took an oath to defend the Constitution with their life. To defend the Constitution, not the Congress, not our Supreme Court, and not the president, but the Constitution. That's what they took an oath to defend. So they take a solemn oath to defend the confirmation of their duty is to defend the Constitution. This is a document that is based upon godly principles. And when this man says, we've taken God out of the schools and we've stopped teaching civics and we've stopped teaching American history, he's talking about all of these things in one that now that for two generations, children don't understand patriotism nor Americanism nor civic responsibilities to be able to live in the freedom that we enjoy here in this United States of America.
You know, that's exactly right, David. And the number to call tonight, if you'd like to get in on the discussion with a question or a comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. We're also have the chat room going on there on the Gospel Radio Network. If you don't see the chat box, just refresh your browser and you'll be able to sign in. We also have an email address, questions@harrisonmoore.org. And so tonight we're talking about Memorial Day and how that we spend time in giving tribute to our fallen soldiers, to those who had given their life to protect our liberties, to protect the Constitution. David, we're also going to make a spiritual parallel in just a moment. But you know, David, when we think about the Memorial Day, there are many Americans, and I say far too many Americans, who are preoccupied with beer, barbecue, and baseball. They're too preoccupied with that to recognize the priceless burden that has been borne by generations of our uniformed patriots. We really have lost sight of what this day really is, a day to remember our patriots.
Right, and this is a sad thing that people look at this Memorial Day as a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy your beer, go to the lake, have your barbecue, and maybe buy you a ticket to go to the baseball game, and they forget what the day is about. It's not just a day off. It is a day to remember the soldiers, the armed service members that have given their life to protect the freedom and protect the Constitution that we have, and it's a sad thing concerning the designation of this day to be a memorial day instead of just a party day, and that's what it has become.
You know, David, not only that, there are also many politicians, and again I say far too many politicians, mm-hmm. who use Memorial Day as a soapbox to feign patriotism, while in reality they are in constant violation of their oath to defend our Constitution.
No,
you know,
doubt.
They put it on kind of as a facade. They'll go to parade and say, look how patriotic I am. Mm-hmm. But in reality, they're trying to demean or undermine the very thing that our soldiers of the past gave their lives for.
Well, it is a disheartening thing for me to, throughout the year, to watch one politician after another use the Constitution as a floor mat for wiping off their feet, do it all year long, and now Memorial Day comes by and it's getting close to election season, and so everybody wants to jump out there who have not even come close to defending what's in the Constitution but actually trying to tear down the Constitution, and now they use this as an opportunity to make everybody believe how American, how much of an American, how much of an American patriot they are, and they want to use this opportunity as that instead of what it's actually for. It's not about the stinking politician.
That's exactly right.
It's about the guy that made the ultimate sacrifice.
You know, David, we think about this whole issue, and we could talk a long time about this very thing, but, you know, when we think about the way people are treating Memorial Day and the memory of our fallen soldiers and what it's supposed to be all about, you know, David, bringing it to a spiritual application, we see this very type of thing, this very type of mentality happening in the church concerning the memorial that was established by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and here is where the real disheartening thing comes. This Memorial Day, as we went through this very meticulously to show that this Memorial Day was established by men for men, it is a good and honorable thing to establish this day to remember men, and it was designated by men. And even then, it is totally disregarded by many, many people who love to call themselves Americans, even love to call themselves a patriot, and it is totally disregarded, even though it is a Memorial Day, an official American holiday to remember and to honor those who have made that ultimate sacrifice. But now, Jesus the Christ also established a day to remember. And this was established by the Son of God himself, by deity, and we have the same kind of effect going on with that, a total disregard of that memorial, as there is with the memorial that was made by man for man.
And what's sad, David, is that the consequences of violating and disregard and shaming the memorial the Lord established, mm-hmm. has a much more severe consequence than disregarding Memorial Day.
Yeah, if you disregard Memorial Day, a lot of people will call you unpatriotic, or they will say that you are not doing the right thing, and that's bad enough. The last thing I want to be called in the American society that I live, or one of the last things that I would like to be called, would be an unpatriotic person who pretends to be an American. Mm-hmm. I want people to know that I am a red-blooded, patriotic American, and I stand behind the Constitution. I stand behind the flag. I stand behind the Pledge of Allegiance. But that is secondary to my commitment to the memorial that Jesus Christ established, because I am a child of God, a Christian, a penitent, baptized believer, and I have made the profession, I have taken the solemn oath to protect and to defend this godly document of principles and righteousness that we call the Bible.
Exactly right. And some may be wondering, David, right now, what is this memorial that you're talking about that Jesus established, the memorial that we're supposed to observe, the memorial that we're supposed to have high regard for?
Mm-hmm.
That what is this memorial? Well, just before the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gathered his disciples into an upper room and he established a memorial to be observed forever in this world. In Matthew chapter 26, and I guess you're turning there, David.
Yes.
In Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 29, we have the account of Jesus establishing this very memorial that we're going to talk about for the next few minutes.
Okay, now Jesus, right before his death, established his own memorial. His own memorial. And he said in verse number 26, "And as they were eating, he and his disciples, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you that I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" So by this we see the institution of this memorial that is to take place. Now, this is the beginning of the memorial, but it doesn't actually start until Jesus says there in verse number 29 that he will drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now, so this means when the kingdom is established here on this earth, that's when he's going to drink it again, when the kingdom is established. And it will be established in just a few days from this memorial that he's given here. It will be established. We read all about it in Acts chapter 2. But now, in order to see further instructions for this memorial that Jesus established, in the letter to the church at Corinth, the Lord gives Paul the Apostle instructions concerning this memorial. Now, do you have that, Tom?
In 1 Corinthians at chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, we have some details here given about this memorial that Jesus established.
Okay, now I'd kind of like to set the stage for this.
All right.
Corinth was an actual place. Mm-hmm. Corinth had an actual church there. It was the Church of Christ that was located there in Corinth. And right there in Corinth, they were having some problems. This was a troubled church because they had an awful lot of bad influence coming into the church, and they wanted to do things kind of their way, and that's what they started doing. And so Paul was informed of some unauthorized practices that were taking place there in the church at Corinth, and that was the reason for this letter, to correct the unauthorized practices that were going on there. Now, would you read what he says to them?
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, he says, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In like manner also the cup, after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in the blood. This do, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink the cup, ye proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh judgment unto himself, if he discern not the body."
Wow, there's a lot there.
There is.
There's an awful lot there. The instructions. I think one of the great things to remember here is that Paul was telling them, as he said there in verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that also which I delivered unto you." In other words, this is not an unauthorized set of instructions that Paul is giving, just that he pulls up out of the air. He gets them from the Lord, and he reminds them of what we talked about just a moment ago in Matthew chapter 26, the institution of the memorial. And there Jesus said, and he reminds them, "This do in remembrance of me."
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what a memorial is.
That is exactly the memorial. You take it back to what we were talking about earlier, Memorial Day. Why do we remember the fallen soldiers? Because it is a memorial to them.
You remember their death, their right. sacrifice.
Exactly.
And spiritually speaking, we around the Lord's table remember the sacrifice, his death, and what he's done for us. Now, remember tonight, the number to call, if you'd like to get in on the discussion with a question or a comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. David, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, as you just mentioned, Paul says that we were commanded by our Lord to remember his sacrifice. Partake of the fruit of the vine, the unleavened bread, and do this in remembrance of me. And you know, when you think of this, David, in verse 26, he says, you do this, and in doing so, you're proclaiming the Lord's death. That is a memorial. That is remembering. Right. You're telling people of his death. The Lord's Supper is a powerful proclamation.
Absolutely. And also there in verse number 26, we see this that does not need to be overlooked. And I do hope you have your Bibles handy and you're reading this, because he says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," as often as you do it. Now, let's hold on right there just a moment ago. How often do we have the Memorial Day in the United States of America to remember our soldiers?
Once a year.
Once a year. It is an official day, once a year. Official because it has authority behind the official day. Mm-hmm. Now here, Paul is telling them, as Jesus has told him, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup." Well, now, how often is that supposed to be done?
Well, we have biblical examples of the first century Christians coming forth and partaking of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week.
Right.
Now, David, it's interesting that people will say, well, we don't partake of the Lord's Supper every week because it would become old hat to us, you mm-hmm. know, I've seen people take the Lord's Supper just once a year.
Right.
Or maybe every quarter, because they say they don't want it to become old hat to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, David, they don't use that thinking with any other thing.
No, they don't.
When it comes to giving. Well, I don't want to give every week because it might become old hat. Or what about our prayer life?
Right.
You know, we don't use that mentality with the prayer life. We think about in the Old Testament, David, when God made the Sabbath day holy and they were to keep it. How often were they to keep that Sabbath day?
Every Sabbath day.
And, you know, in the same terminology used here. You know, remember his sacrifice on the first day of the week.
Right. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we have biblical authority for the first day of the week. It says that upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," well, how often did they come together? Every first day of the week. How often should they eat the bread and drink the cup? Every first day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Every
right.
single first day of the week. And so this is part of that memorial that was instituted by God by the authority that is in Jesus the Christ as the Son of God.
So as we look at this passage, David, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, you know, we've seen that this was something commanded by the Lord in verse 23. This was to be done in remembrance of the Lord, verse 24. We see that this is to involve a remembrance, again in verse 25, about his remembering his blood. It's to be done oft as we come together on the first day of the week. It is a proclamation mm-hmm. that is more of a memory. And also the last part of verse 26, till he come.
Right.
This does not stop until we have the new phase of the kingdom, and that is when Christ comes back, he's going to deliver the kingdom to the Father. We observe the Lord's Supper every first day of the week until the Lord comes.
Right. And this means forever as we know it here upon the face of this earth. Well, if this is so important to God that he would give Paul instructions to give to the church at Corinth for an example for everyone, then why, Tom, do so many people not observe this memorial, which, by the way, is not optional, like the physical memorial that we have here in the United States of America honoring the soldiers that have fallen? That is optional. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. This is not optional.
Exactly. And David, again, there is attitude behind it. It's just like people today on Memorial Day, they don't give a hoot about it. You know, all it is a big barbecue to them. But you notice, David, in verse 27, it says, wherefore, now we're looking at 1 Corinthians 11. Mm-hmm. Verse 27 says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the blood and the body and the blood of the Lord. So there is some great difficulty that's going to come our way if we're not truly memorializing the Lord and his sacrifice in a proper way every first day of the week.
Right. And a lot of people, and we'll get into this as to why people do not observe this. We'll get into some of the reasons as to why they do not observe it. But the fact of the matter is, people that profess to be Christians, just as people that profess to be American patriots who care nothing for the Memorial Day, people who profess to be Christians who care nothing for the memorial are just playing church.
Exactly right. You know, Dave, we'll look at this, and to me there's another key word here in verse 29 with mm-hmm. relation to really memorializing the Lord's Supper as we ought to. And that is the word discern. Verse 29 says, for he that eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, if he discern not the body. Now, David, that word discern literally means to look through. And so we look through the body of Christ to see more clearly the sacrifice that he had made for us. And so it's something we really have to be involved in. It's not just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs and taking a little cracker and drinking a little juice. We're looking into it. We're looking through this bread and wine and fruit of the vine to the great sacrifice of our Lord. And if we're not discerning that and thinking about it, then we're not truly memorializing.
Well, and the same holds true with the Memorial Day.
Exactly.
Unless you have lost someone that is near and dear to you, a dear loved one, and you go to remember the great sacrifice that he did, that he made, you remember how he died. You remember where he died. You remember the suffering that he must have gone through, and you honor that kind of a commitment from that individual. Now that we have the same kind of commitment from the Son of God who got up on that cross, we know where he died, we know how he died, we know how vicious his death was, we know that he spilt his blood there because he did not have any left when it was over, and this memorial is to remember the sacrifice of the body and the sacrifice of that blood through the unleavened bread that we take and through the fruit of the vine that is representative of both of these things. And this is not an optional thing because it is an act of worship.
The number to call tonight, if you'd like to get involved with the discussion, is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. David, it is a shame for people not to remember our fallen soldiers, our fallen military men and women in days gone by on a day like today. And it is even more tragic and more serious if we on the Lord's Day aren't truly memorializing our Lord's great sacrifice for us by observing the Lord's Supper and by proclaiming his death and by truly discerning his body. If we're not doing that, shame on us. And David, more seriously, there is eternal damnation coming our way.
It is a sinful thing to disregard
it.
But
David, why do many not observe this memorial, which is not optional? Why do some people think it's all right to do it just once a year once a quarter?
A lot of the reasoning behind this is the doctrinal teaching that they get from some denominational branch that calls itself Christianity that does not have any authority. They come up with some doctrinal teaching that has no authority from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "And whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of or by the authority of Jesus Christ."
You know, David, I have friends who are of that opinion that you should only take it once a quarter or once a year. And I ask them, well, why do you do that? They don't go to the Bible and say, well, the Bible says so-and-so. They say, well, we just feel that we would be taking the Lord's Supper for granted if we took it every week. I feel, we think. There is no a Bible authority in your thinking and how you feel. The first century Christians took it on the first day of the week. How often does the first day of the week come around, David?
Every 7 days.
And so that's when we're supposed to take it, just like the first century Christians. But you know, David, also some people don't observe this memorial as they ought to because they're too busy living a weekend life of barbecue and baseball.
Right. In the same fashion that they do for the other Memorial Day.
Exactly.
It's just Sunday for them is just a day off.
That's right.
The first day of the week for them is just a day off. Go out and drink beer, have barbecue, and go to the baseball game. Mm-hmm. That is not the purpose of Sunday, nor is it the purpose of a Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people do it, but that is not the purpose for the day. Now, there are a lot of people in this world, then the religious world, who profess to be Christians, then they totally misunderstand this command to remember. They totally, and as you so adequately pointed out just a moment ago, they feel or they think or they suppose that what they're doing is okay, but they have no biblical authority for what they do.
You know, and there's some people, David, that just simply do not know. But, you know, that's not an excuse.
No.
Because we have the Scriptures. Everybody has access to the Bible. There's probably nowhere in the world where a person does not have access to a Bible. Maybe in the deep, dark jungles of the third world countries. But even then, the Word of God's getting into that area.
Absolutely.
And so there's no excuse for not knowing. The Bible's very clear on this. And, you know, but really, David, I think a lot of it is just people just simply do not care.
I believe that's I believe that is the biggest one. And not only in a spiritual sense, as we're talking about here in the memorial that Jesus Christ set aside here, but also in the memorial that was set aside back in 1971 as an official day to memorialize the individuals who made the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what we're doing in a spiritual sense is we are memorializing the individual, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who made the ultimate sacrifice that we might have life, we might have freedom, we might have liberty in a spiritual sense.
Exactly right. You know, but this act, but this, David, the Lord's Supper, memorializing his death, what we've got to understand is that it is an act of worship.
Right.
And it's not an optional thing to be done at one's convenience. We are obligated to worship God on the first day of the week. And in the avenues which he has prescribed in his holy word, one of these is the Lord's Supper. Now, David, the Hebrew writer, has quite a severe condemnation, does he not, for those who do not worship God in the correct way and at the right times and as often as they ought.
No doubt. Now, this partaking of the Lord's Supper in memory of Christ, the memorial, it is just as much an act of worship as singing and praying and our contribution and hearing the Word of God, just as much as a part of worship as any of them. And so the Hebrew writer in chapter 10 and verse 23, he says, let us, Christians, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. That would be the confession of our faith. Faithful to the end is what he's saying here, without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. And he goes on to say, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin.
You know, that's a very horrible scenario to find oneself in, David.
Sure it is.
You know, if we come together and we're not worshiping God as he has required, then we are sinning willfully.
Sure.
And a willful sin has no forgiveness. He says we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Well, David, even if a person assembles and they're not involved in all of the acts of worship God has prescribed, have they really assembled in the way the Lord requires?
No.
And so there is condemnation involved.
Sure.
And David, that's why this is so important, that we understand this Memorial Day that comes around every single first day of the week, memorializing the great and blessed sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to remember and observe that sacrifice.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Memorialize him just like the Bible requires.
Now, we want to invite you to pick up that telephone. This is a live call-in talk show. There's several ways to get to us. There are several ways to contact us. One is on the chat box at gospelradionetwork.org. You can get on there and get signed in. And if there's not a chat box there, hit your refresh button and one will pop up for you. But the way we would love for you to talk to us is through the telephone, 1-855-QA-BIBLE, a toll-free number, 1-855-QA-BIBLE. And we're talking about Memorial Day. The Memorial Day set aside by men for the United States of America that happens once a year, and the Memorial Day that was set aside by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that happens every first day of the week, and we are comparing the two. And we mentioned just a moment ago that this is an act of worship. It is not an optional thing. And now the question is, who established this memorial?
You know, we think about the Memorial Day that we're looking at today. That was established by man.
Mm-hmm.
And the details of it are a little sketchy as to when it started. But we celebrate this around the 5th of May every year.
Right.
Or the last weekend of May, the last Monday of May. But when we think about the memorial of the first day of the week of the Lord's Supper, that memorial was established by Jesus in Matthew chapter 26. It is God-ordained. It was established of deity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is something that is required. It's not a take-it-or-leave-it situation because it was something that was started by Jesus Christ himself. But David, when did exactly this memorial start?
Well, Jesus said it would start on the day that the kingdom was established, and we established this last week, by the way. We talked about when the kingdom did come, and it came in Acts chapter 2. You can read all about it in your Bibles. Now, Jesus Christ had the authority to do just exactly that. This is not something that was trumped up by a bunch of religious folks. This was something that was initiated and commanded by Jesus the Christ, who in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. So I ask you this, Tom, why do these pseudo religious patriots who call themselves Christians, who feign their faith in Christ and totally dismiss this command to observe, why do they do this?
Well, I have to believe, David, it's because they don't understand or they truly don't care. That has to be it. You know, there is a great parallel, David, between the physical and spiritual Memorial Day. There was a very great comment, David, and I think you're getting it up there, that was made that really shows the parallel between those who misuse and who do not truly memorialize Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
and those who refuse to really memorialize in a faithful way the Lord's Memorial Day, the first day of the week in His Blessed Sacrifice.
Right. Well, this, I do believe that this is a quote taken from General MacArthur. And this is what General MacArthur had to say about his fallen soldiers. He says, "I do not know the dignity of their birth, but I do know the glory of their death. They died unquestioning, uncomplaining, with faith in their hearts, and on their lips the hope that we could go on to victory. Always for them, duty, honor, country, always their blood and sweat and tears as they saw the way and the light. Duty, honor, country, these are not for bargain sale or discount."
David, he really hits the nail on the head when we think about how we ought to view those who have given their lives for our freedoms,
mm-hmm.
and in protecting the Constitution of the United States. But David, if you were to look at that statement made by General MacArthur,
mm-hmm.
and you were to change the wording just a little bit, how would that sound, David?
Well, talking about the fallen soldiers and changing their place for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, says, "I do not know the dignity of His birth, but I do know the glory of Jesus' death. Jesus died unquestioning, uncomplaining, with faith in His heart, and on His lips the hope that we would go on to victory. Always for them, duty, honor, and church, always my blood and sweat and tears as they saw the way and the light. Duty, honor, and the church. These are not for bargain sale or discount."
David, you know, as we think about this Memorial Day and our soldiers who gave their lives for our freedom and protection of the Constitution, how can we not also be thinking about, and more importantly so, the blessed sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I pray, David, that on this coming first day of the week, that as we sit there in the pews and the men get up before us and offer prayer for the unleavened bread and a prayer for the fruit of the vine, that we really think seriously about the blessed sacrifice, that memorial that we're partaking of, remembering the great sacrifice that Jesus gave, that we might have the hope of eternal life. And because of that sacrifice, David, we have the spiritual constitution that we have today in God's holy word and all the benefits that surround that.
Right. Well, you know, when the Holy Spirit, through Paul, wrote to the church at Corinth, after he straightened this out in chapter 15, he told them, this is the gospel. It is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friends, if we don't believe that, then we do not believe the gospel, nor the plan, nor the sacrifice that was made for our behalf.
You know, David, in the next 4 minutes that we have left, when we think about the Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
and also the memorial of our Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we need to realize that those who gave their lives, they did so in defending the Constitution. You know, it is the duty of every American soldier to defend the Constitution with his life. This is the oath that he takes when he meets the terms of entrance into the service. But David, more importantly, there is a very profound spiritual application to that very thing.
Right.
And that is, every Christian needs to be willing to defend the Word of God with his spiritual or physical life. This is important, David. We need to be spiritual patriots. We should look at the men and women who gave their lives for our country,
mm-hmm.
and should we not even more so be willing to give our lives over totally to the Lord and to stand for what is right and true? Because, David, in our world today, people are getting so far away from the truth of God, and it's becoming such a wicked nation. We need to be spiritual patriots and stand our ground.
Well, it is something that is absolutely essential. It is imperative that when we take this oath, when we become Christians, we actually take an oath to belong to Christ. We take an oath of profession. We take an oath of confession. We take an oath of repentance. We take an oath, and then we are buried into that baptismal water to wash away our sins by His authority. And friends, when we do not protect the oath in the same manner that those soldiers don't protect the Constitution and the oath that they took to protect that Constitution, they are totally disregarded. We cannot walk away from the Word and say, well, you can say whatever you want to about it, it doesn't bother me. No, we have taken an oath to defend it. Jude verse 3 lets us know all about it. He says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, the reason it is important that we contend for the faith is because people out there are trying to change it, which will totally annul our freedom from sin. If you change anything in this great document that God has given us, this document that we call the Bible, now if you change the Constitution and you don't defend that Constitution of the United States of America, you will also lose your freedom.
David, on this day, Memorial Day, it's important for us to remember the great sacrifices that men and women in the past have gone. Remember that Memorial Day reserved by American patriots as a day to honor the service and sacrifice of fallen men and women who have donned our American forces uniforms with honor. David, but more importantly, it's vital. It has to be done. We need to remember the blessed sacrifice, the blessed memorial that Jesus established every first day of the week. We are to do this in a spiritual manner. We are to do this discerning the Lord's body, proclaiming His death, and in a worthy manner.
Yes.
We need to look at this sacrifice of our Lord and partake in a way that He would be pleased.
Amen. Amen. Very well said. So as we sign off tonight, I, David Harris, from the Hillcrest Church of Christ, I want to thank the fallen soldiers, thank the families of these fallen soldiers for your support of them, and I want to thank you for allowing them to be our patriots, our heroes. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. God bless America. God bless good patriotic Americans. And God bless you for reading your Bibles. Tom?
You have been listening to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible.